too cold outside. People in Nashville
can't drive.
Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
So my primary complaint, it's been said before on these airwaves, it's John Feinstein. But it's probably not in the way a lot of you think. Look, John and I are probably never hanging out in the same circles. We're not going to the same parties. We're not going to have the same beliefs or thoughts for the most part. But I miss John Feinstein doing the CBS Sports Minutes because I always knew they were going to be well thought out, whether I disagreed with him. Most of the times I did. I know they were going to be well thought out and well written. Nowadays, they've just turned into guys who like to talk like this on the radio, who really have nothing to say. They just want to hear the sound of their own voice. And when you say, I'm DA, I believe you are DA. I'm DR, and that's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
My primary complaint, based on my Lyft journey in Kansas City, we need to have a baseline knowledge of a city in which we drive Lyft or Uber. I don't expect you to know every shortcut and every route to every place, but you need to know how to get to the downtown of a city. If there's a professional football team in your city, you need to have heard of Arrowhead Stadium if you're driving Lyft in Kansas City. I don't know if there's some baseline test that you can take if you decide to be a Lyft or Uber in a certain city. If it could be 10 questions, that's it. I don't expect you to know everything. But I do expect you to know a few things about the city in which you are paid to drive people around. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Paul Kuharski now batting.
My primary complaint, foolish airplane travelers, listen. Yeah, I'll let you have that center seat. I really don't want you in there. I've got the aisle and I'm pretty comfortable. But when you say, may I, is that seat taken? And I say, no. I have to get up to let you in. And you've closed so closely, there's nowhere for me to get up. So
they're hoping you scoot over.
Listen, I mean, I have a tendency to be rude, but you're opening the door. Because you say, is that center seat taken? And I say, no. And then I say, but you're going to have to give me some room to get out. Typically, this is a relatively new phenomenon. Typically, you would stay back a little bit and you would see the row in front of you. You'd say, is that seat taken? I'd say, no. And then I could get out, move forward a little bit. You'd come, get in, and then I could come back and get in. Now, as you ask, and now,
every time, yeah, that's all I hear now.
You're, as you ask me, you're blockading your opportunity to get in that seat. So I'm going to say, no, that seat's not open because you're blockading seat's your opportunity taken to get into that seat. Have some common sense. It's a narrow aisle you're walking down. If you want to get out of it, you can't be in it.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Paul, your thoughts on the New York Times?
Read it pretty frequently.
From the NFL section.
I know, I don't read the sports nearly as often as I used to.
From the NFL, the failing New York Times?
Yeah, yeah, the failing.
The NFL section in the news and notes from around the league. They're nuggets. Okay? Headline is, Tennessee just might be back next year. And they go on to describe the type of finish the Titans had. And they say, Tannehill, should Tennessee re-sign Tannehill, he and Henry would continue to be a formidable duo and could get even more help with some further development from wide receiver A.J. Brown, who had four touchdowns of 50 or more yards in his rookie season. They ran out of luck in their third consecutive playoff game on the road. But had the game been in Memphis, it might have been a different story.
Oh, no.
That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
It might have been a totally different story if the game had somehow been in Memphis. I mean, that
ridiculous.
Liberty Bowl.
Ridiculous.
It would have been a very big story if it had been in Memphis. Story.
Liberty Bowl does offer a very unique home field advantage.
That to me sums up.
Who is doing the
New editing? York, the North. California, the West Coast. That sums up my thoughts on that.
That's some bad editing.
That assuming.
A bad job.
But
right
assuming.
There. Guys, we're going to Memphis. The Titans just up and decide they're going to play a home game with the Liverpool.
That is the worst thing.
You know, think about that. Like, really horrific. You see Tennessee Titans, and even if you don't know anything about the NFL that you're pulling, they did the work to pull the stats on A.J. Brown.
This person was a big fan.
And they just assumed. They didn't know the stats about A.J. Brown, clearly, but they don't know where the Titans play. But they pull the stats on A.J. Brown, but they just put in, oh, it's got to be Memphis. They play in Memphis. So come on. Dumb. So bad.
Nobody plays in Memphis.
615-737-1045, our number for primary complaint.
The teams that have to play in Memphis don't even want to be in Memphis.
Oh.
If Penny Hardaway,
Zach Randolph likes it
if
there.
Penny Hardaway could up and move to Nashville, the University of Memphis, he would. I'm kidding. Don't get all over me, Memphis people. Here we go.
Has he finally retired?
Zach Randolph?
Yeah. Is he still out there? I think he's finally retired.
Who knows?
Jason, lead us off. Hey, Jason.
Hey, my primary complaint, man, is Stephen A. and his negative comments about Jimmy Garoppolo every time he opens his mouth. I mean, it's ridiculous. I ought to just put it on replay, just hear the same thing every week, him calling him porn star Jimmy. And then, oh, well, I got to give credit to the defense. There's so many other things to give credit to on the 49ers before we get to Jimmy. Jimmy is being used the way Kyle Shanahan wants to use him in the offense. And you don't want to give him any credit for any wins. Yeah, I know we got a great defense and all this other stuff, but when we lose the game, you're going to blame Jimmy Garoppolo for throwing a pick or whatever he does. So I just wish, you know, Stephen A. would just continue to hate on the Cowboys and leave his opinion off of Jimmy Garoppolo. You guys have a blessed day.
My wish is that you would just not listen to Stephen A. Why are you listening to him? All of Nashville, here's my plea to you. Stop listening to this guy and coming around and complaining about what he says. It's so much easier if you just cut out the middleman. You won't be upset by what he says if you stop listening to the idiocy that he's spouting.
I can't remember the last take that I remember from Stephen A. Smith. Like, I don't know the last thing that I've paid attention to that he said.
Well, he says that Tom Brady ought to come here. Said that earlier this week. Everybody's all aroused by it.
No, he said it. He first said it in like October or something.
He's saying it again now. He's getting a lot of play because people are really listening.
Not to turn primary complaint into I confess, but I confess I've been on Stephen A.'s side for a lot of takes that he's had recently.
See, I don't know. My point is, I don't know the takes. I may agree with Stephen A. Smith 90% of the time. I don't know what he's saying.
Here's what's happening. There's a lot of times where I look up and he's on the screen in here and he's not yelling. And I listen to what he's saying
when he's not yelling.
I do think, Paul, I do think he spends time trying to stay informed on a lot of areas of sports.
Good for him. He's reading the New York Times. He found out the Titans play in Memphis.
Well, I mean, I can't say that for everybody that's at ESPN.
No, I agree.
I mean, I can name some names, but, you know, I'm giving Stephen A. credit, not trying to ridicule others.
Well, it's great that he stays informed. He knows what he's talking about, but then he comes up with wild takes off of that he yells about, and that's what gets the attention.
Well, that's what gets him paid.
He's got a huge contract.
Let's not help him get paid.
He gets paid because Jason, who calls into the show, gets that fired up about him disrespecting Jimmy Garoppolo.
They continue to give him raises at that.
I want him not paid. I want him not paid.
Then speak to Jason.
He may be one of the only people there.
Don't talk to me.
He may be one of the only people there on ESPN if he's wrong, admits he's wrong. Last week he said he was wrong about Antonio Brown and that man should not be on an NFL
Reed
roster.
Having this institutional knowledge of Stephen A. Smith is maybe the most surprising thing of the show today. I had no idea.
I'm agreeing with Stephen A. Smith and I want more John Feinstein. I don't know the person on the
call. Yeah, really.
This is
Chad, next up you're gonna move to New York City.
Chad, what soap opera was it that
passing
you watched?
Has had a deep effect
in the middle
of
the day.
I think you need more time.
Growing up there was one soap opera.
Oh, General Hospital.
Yeah, this is Reed's General Hospital.
Evil twin is actually taking over.
615-737-1045, our number. We need some calls.
Yes, let's load up those phone lines. 615-737-1045. Your primary complaint. We're going to run through a bunch of calls when we come back. Primary complaint rolls along. 737-1045, 737-1045.
First, we had positive PK. And now, we've got liberal David Reed.
Oh,
Oh, Lib Reed in there.
old left wing David.
Oh, midday 180, 104.5 The Zone.